Welcome to another episode of Parasha Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. This week's Parasha Point comes from Tzav, which is Hebrew for command, and it goes from Leviticus 6:1 to Leviticus 8:36. This Torah portion gives instructions for how the priests carried out the sacrifices and describes the ordination of Aaron and his sons. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to talk about remaining steadfast in our service to God. Leviticus 6:12 through 13. The fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not go out. The priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and he shall arrange the burnt offering on it and shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. Fire shall be kept burning on the altar continually. It shall not go out. The priests were to keep the fire on the altar burning continuously. They were to add wood to the fire every morning and tend to it throughout the day, making sure it wouldn't go out. This was essential to performing the daily burnt offerings, which were an important component to the priestly intercession for Israel in the tabernacle. For the fire to burn continuously, the priests couldn't afford to slack off. Along with all their other duties, they had to be diligent in keeping this fire burning. Otherwise, the daily burnt offerings couldn't be properly performed. While there is no functioning temple and Levitical priesthood today, there are still some valuable lessons we can learn from these instructions. The priests, who were among the ministers of ancient Israel, were given this instruction as part of their continuous ministry and intercession for the people. Likewise, ministers today must be faithful in their service to God's people. Listen to Paul's instructions to Timothy, one of the young ministry leaders in the church at Ephesus. 1 Timothy 4:12 through 16. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things, immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by doing so, you will save both yourself and your hearers. In addition to devoting themselves to scripture, exhortation, and teaching, ministers today, like the Levitical priests, must continuously intercede on behalf of God's people. The Levitical priests did this through the daily offerings. Modern-day ministers do this through steadfast prayer. Ephesians 1:16, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Philippians 1:3-4, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all. Colossians 1:3, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Messiah Yeshua, when we pray for you. Of course, this message isn't relevant only for ministry leaders. We are all called the temple of the Holy Spirit. We all have a responsibility to keep the fire upon the altar of our hearts burning continuously. We all must be diligent in our service to God and each other. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16-18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God and Messiah Yeshua for you. Don't let the fire go out. Be diligent in your praise, prayer, and studying of God's Word. Faithfully serve Him and your neighbor every single day. Thank you for joining us for another Parasha Point. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.